All right. This podcast is brought to you by Thompson Island Brewing. Thompson Island Brewing Company is an independent craft brewery and a local restaurant that celebrates the coastal Delaware lifestyle. Named after an island in the Rehoboth Bay, Thompson Island Brewing Company features a wood-fired grill for favorites that are reminiscent of beach picnics and bonfires. For more information, please visit thompsonislandbrewing.com. All right, this podcast is brought to you by LifeWork Bookkeeping Solutions, LLC. Call 610-324-6895. Bookkeeping for professionals and small business owners, personal finances, QuickBooks training. Give them a call. Thanks. Awesome, brother. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So, Whiskey Graves.
Whiskey Graves here.
I love it.
Yeah.
You're the nicest whiskey I ever met.
I'm not allowed whiskey anymore.
your whiskey days are over?
Whiskey days are over. I drank my fill.
Yeah, well, you and me both, brother. So, listen, we started this podcast trying to find local artists just doing their thing. You know, we do the Rehoboth Social, which is one small business helping another.
Right.
And gigging and performing is a business.
It sure is, man.
So we might as well support that business as well.
Hey,
so
work hard, play hard.
Yeah, so we've been excited to start this, and we've had a few people come through. I'm always on the hunt. I saw you over at Lefty's.
Oh, yeah.
And I love Lefty's.
Oh, it's a great venue.
I love Lefty's, and I love the people that play at Lefty's because it's really, you know, it can get complicated sort of, but it's usually a guitar and a microphone and a tip jar.
Right, yeah. Well, they used to have that in the back, on the back corner where the pool table was. I think they used to have music back there.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, and I don't think that went over too well. I think it's a much better up in the front near the bar area.
Interesting. I've never, you know, it's funny. I've never even been back there.
Yeah, there's a pool table.
I've seen the pool table, yeah, but yeah. I've never socialized yeah. back there. So let's talk about it. Let's tell it. Let's can we talk about your journey, your story, your
sure, man. Whatever you want to talk about.
Well, that's whatever. What I'm here for. Whatever. Whatever we can learn a little more about Whiskey Graves, the better.
All right, man. Well, I've been gigging solo for about a year now.
I feel like I need to put my sunglasses on.
Oh yeah,
it's I used sunglass to, podcast right here.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Rock and roll, man.
Oh hell yeah. There we go.
Say, hey, when you're cool, sunshine's only 24 hours a day.
Hey, I love it.
Hey. So, but yeah, I've been playing solo for about a year now.
Were you in a band before that?
I've been in bands. I was doing a duo thing. Me and my wife were playing a little bit together. That was fun.
Well, that's awesome.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know, it's hard to compete with, you know, like getting gigs as,
yeah.
as a duo, because some, you know, a lot of people can be like, well, I could just pay a solo guy.
Well, that's a good point. And, you know, especially yeah. if you got like a five piece.
Especially if you're in the middle of a pandemic. You
know yeah, I mean? Well, exactly.
Times are tough.
Times. Well, and you know, we had Saul Knopf on, and I, you know, I remember in the past watching Saul with a bunch of equipment, and then over the years it's become an iPad. And right. I think he's got some other stuff, but we do live in a time where we can solo.
Oh yeah.
You know Tyler. Tyler was.
Oh
just
yeah,
on.
He's got all that stuff. Yeah,
Tyler is. He did a song called Loop It.
Oh yeah, I heard something. Yeah,
and because you know he's very loopy, right?
Oh, yeah.
He loops a lot of stuff, and he wrote a song about looping, and I was like, so, but it's awesome that stuff's available so that you can do stuff like
right.
that.
Right, I love the I've been doing a little bit of looping, a little bit of soloing lately. Soloing lately, yeah, I've been really trying to get into that. Like I early on, like I've been playing guitar for probably about 30 years now.
Wow,
and I never got into lead guitar. It just wasn't my thing. Like I could play a lot of chords, a lot of different chords, a lot of difficult chords, but rhythm was always my thing. I always sang, I always just played rhythm guitar and let somebody else do it.
Well, it's funny because I don't think rhythm gets enough credit.
Oh yeah, I mean, like Dave Matthews is probably the best rhythm guitar player on the planet.
Or James Hetfield.
Oh well, yeah, there's that too. Yeah.
Two different genres completely, but and I'm sure that people are like, oh my god, Metallica, but if you listen and if you have, you know, the guts to go through a Metallica song, and I'm a huge Metallica fan, but if you listen to Hetfield in the background, he's got some great rhythm. Oh, so
there's a lot going on there.
It and is the stage for the solo, right?
Right.
So,
but then, around the pandemic, I had a lot of time on my hands. Like we all did, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like, I guess it was one of those like bucket list type things. Like, let's start learning some scales here and start getting
okay.
into this. And so that's what I did. And how I've been doing it is like, well, I really like Allman Brothers.
Oh yeah.
Like I love some like blues like that.
Oh yeah.
So I just basically put on Allman Brothers and just play scales every day to Allman Brothers.
So did you get better?
Oh, I got real good.
Well, it's funny when stuff like that, because listen, I play guitar, not 30 years. I'm not in a band. I, you know,
right,
I had it in 10th grade. I played guitar. I was in a metal band. Right?
Hey, well, that's like 30 years, right?
Well, yes, yeah, a lot more than that. But, you know, and I'm like you, I liked rhythm. I just was intimidated by the lead or the scale. So
right.
I was fine with it. But I tell you, and it sounds like you pushed through something.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're like, well, what was I waiting for?
Right, oh, my God. Like I was just playing earlier today. Because I do my scales in the morning. And I was sitting there and I was like, I don't know why I wait. Like, that's one thing I'm just so mad at, because I waited so long to do it.
Yeah.
And, it's not really that difficult. It seems a lot more complicated than.
Well, there
it
is a system.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
It works together if you know the system. That's
the
problem.
The
system.
Like, a lot of it's theory. So it's like, well, it's theory. So you feel like you're doing the wrong thing, but you're not.
Mm.
That's the beauty thing about music,
absolutely.
I think, is. It's all theory, so whatever you do is what you do.
Yeah, and that requires, like, studying, and that's where I sort of fall off.
Yeah, I think I got F in music theory in college.
F in music theory, I think so, me too. Well, listen, I love it. So you push through, and now you need a rhythm guitarist.
Yeah, man, I'm always looking for a band, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do a lot of solo gigs, but I'm looking to do a couple different things. So I'm looking to do a band with this, with Whiskey Graves. And then I play drums as well.
Wow.
So I'm looking to fill in a couple times. Because also during the pandemic, I learned how to play drums.
Well, listen, man, ideally, this is what this podcast is about. It's about bringing artists together. It's about shining a little light on what you do. And hopefully, you know, I imagine this one day is a place where, you know, artists can hook up with other artists and figure out other things and, you know, try to be a wealth of information for people that are doing just what you do.
Right,
and
man. Well, this is, you know, this area is really building up, you know.
Well, listen, we got a lot of artists
right,
playing music. We got a lot of restaurants.
There's a lot of places to play, man.
A lot of places to play.
You can play like 20 places within like a 5 mile.
Yeah. It's Disneyland without the castle and the mouse.
I am with gas prices the way they are. That's a good thing, right?
Well, gas prices.
You don't have to go far.
That's right. Exactly. So you want to do another song?
Yeah, I'd love to, man.
Here, let me get your sound right. All right, go for it.
Just for fun, he said, get a job. Just waiting. Some things will never change. That's just waiting. Said, hey, little boy, you can't go where the others go. Cause you don't look like they do. I said, hey, old man, how can you stand the thing that way? Did you really think about it before you made it home? He said, that's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Oh, but don't you believe it? Don't you believe it? We pass it all in 64. Give those who ain't got a little more. But it only goes so far. A lot don't change that the mind, and all they see is a hiding gun. Mark on the color bar, he said, that's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is.
Freaking awesome.
That's a good song, man.
Yeah.
That's, Bruce Hornsby.
Oh, yeah, dude. Bruce Hornsby, man.
1986, man.
What a pianist, right? I mean, the keyboard was awesome.
I love that. I love that little drum.
Ding, 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 ding. Dude, that was beautiful.
Well, thank you very much, man.
What a great voice.
Oh, well, thank you.
I mean, what a great voice. It's so, I mean, I feel like, you know, don't tell anybody. I feel like I'm sitting like a future rock star right here. It's, I love it. I love it. Well, this is what it's about, man. And it's every time I sit with artists that perform in this studio, I get emotional because it's just I love music and I love that we can put this together and try to just get you out there.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Dude, I love it.
I love music.
So how was Memorial Day? Were you busy?
The
weekend?
Well, I played over at where was I on Friday?
Man, it's rock and roll, baby.
I'm drawing a blank.
Who cares? Did you get the check?
Oh, yeah, I got the
check. That's all that matters.
I made that place so very tight.
That's a good spot, though.
Oh, I was at the Green Turtle.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Vernon Lewis.
Love Green Turtle.
Oh, I love there. I'm there once a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So did you play? Did you have multiple shows over the holiday?
No, man, that was it. This weekend I'm loaded up. This weekend I got you won't hear it till afterwards, but
you won't hear it.
but
you won't know this until after the show. Right.
But these shows at the Lighthouse.
Yeah.
Album on Saturday, and then I'm at Bushels and Zog's. So every Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I don't want to start a rumor, but is this Zog's last year?
No.
Okay, what is it? Buster and Buster? What is it? Someone said that they're one of those little places down there. This was their last year.
Gus and something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
Maybe that's... Well, we were down...
There's Zog's is like a rum shack right now.
Yeah, okay.
There's a new rum shack right next to it.
Well, we ate at Gus and Gus's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's the only place you can get a damn Coke. My wife loves Coke. And we waited in the longest damn line to get a Coke.
Oh, look, man.
And then she's like, I don't know, it's not... It's not right. I'm like, oh, for God's sakes.
They're using Pepsi.
So what was the show like? Was that just you solo at Green Turtle?
Oh, yeah, man. It's always a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually a good one. Yeah, it was a good crowd.
But there. You just performed by yourself?
Yeah. Like I do with lefties, Lighthouse, everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. People dig it, man. I really like the strip tape. Like a lot of people are doing the loop thing and a lot, but I really just like the keep the song simple. You know what I mean? It adds, like, it's just something different.
Well, I don't think... But my opinion doesn't mean shit, but my opinion, I don't feel like everybody has to be a looper.
No, you don't.
I love the idea.
I feel like there's places for it.
Yeah.
It makes sense. You know what I mean?
Well, and Saul Knopf, he's plays some stuff. He's complicated, right? I love him.
I love
him. You know, Tyler, I mean, he's kind of that.
Yeah.
He's pushing it. Brought the looper here.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, so, but what I loved about you and Ian is that it's a guitar and a microphone and a tip jar. And that's, I love that.
Hey, let's go to work.
Let's do work. Do you think you can play a Wallflower song? Do you think we're at a place, did you practice that one enough to even attempt it?
Oh, no, not that one. But okay. I could do One Headlight for you.
Well, I love One Headlight.
Yeah, let's try that
one. I'm trying to get him to do Three Marlenas, but it's...
He's really been pushing it.
Well, and that's how, I came up and requested it.
He did.
And you were like, I can't do Three Marlenas, but I know
One Headlight.
I can do one. I was like, let's do it.
Let's do it.
And can I just say the version you did was amazing?
Well, thank you. I can do it right now.
Let's do it.
Let's try that.
When I say I lost my only friend, well, they say she died easy of a broken heart disease. I listen to the cemetery tree. The sun's coming up, funeral at dawn, long broken arm of human law. Well, it always seems such a waste. She always had a pretty face. I wonder if she hung around this place. Hey, 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 come on, try a little. Nothing is forever. There's got to be something better in the middle. Me and Cinderella, put it all together. We can drive it home. One headlight. Says cold, feels like independence. I can't break away from mystery. But it's got to be an openness somewhere here in front of me. With all this maze of ugliness and greed. Well, the sign up ahead, the county line bridge. All is good enough, and this is dead. Well, she ran until she's out of breath. She ran until there's nothing left. She hid in just a window ledge. Hey, 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 come on, try a little. Nothing is forever. It's got to be something better in the middle. Me and Cinderella, put it all together. With one headlight. like a beat up truck. I turn the engine doesn't turn. The smell of cheap wine and cigarettes. This place is always such a mess sometimes. I like to watch it burn. I'm so alone, I feel like somebody else. Man, I ain't changed. No, I ain't the same. Somewhere in between these city walls and down dreams, I think it must be killing me. Hey, 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 come on, try a little. Nothing is forever. There's got to be something better. In the middle, this Cinderella, put it all together. We can chop it up.
Job, man.
Well, thanks, man.
It's a great job.
I'll play that song a lot. That's what
I love Wallflowers. I love what's it, Dylan? I forget his first name.
Jacob
Dylan. He was on Joe Rogan's podcast, and I wasn't very familiar, obviously, just from the surface stuff that I learned. But great interview with Joe Rogan, and just I thought he was a great guy.
He did. There's a documentary on the music scene in the Valley in California.
Yeah,
and he did that.
Yeah,
like he did. We did all those songs
exactly. So well, and it was funny because Joe kept he wanted to talk about Bob, right? He's like, yeah, what's it like? And he's like, yeah, you know, it's my dad. What do you know?
Well, he kind of went. He didn't want anything to do with that. I think
right.
He wanted to do it on his own. I think.
Well, and I think
respectful, you know.
Well, and I think when you are the son of Bob Dylan, clearly people are going to want to ask you questions about your father.
Right. Right.
So, but he handled it well. I got a lot of respect for him. Great band.
Absolutely.
So when did you decide, I mean, was there a point in your life you were doing something and you're like, you know what, I need to really commit? And because I've talked to several people, you know, I've tried to keep a day job, tried to work a night job playing gigs. And then at some point it was like, you know, I just got to go for it.
Actually, was that me hitting this?
It's your guitar.
Oh, my goodness.
It's your axe, bro.
It's my axe, bro. Yeah, well, you know, I was in the restaurant.
Or maybe you still have a day job.
I'm in the restaurant industry. I've been there for 20 years.
Right.
You know, bartending and playing. But I think it was, I was working at a restaurant, they closed down. And then this was last April, closed down.
Yeah.
So from there, I was just like, well, I'm just going to do this.
Yeah. Well, and it was
weird. I'm like, I don't want to deal with this anymore, man. Well, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I'm out.
Well, and I felt like the pandemic really, you know, gave us a chance to take a break, right? A pause.
Right. And maybe light a fire, you know what I mean? Like,
and light a fire.
Hey, man, I got to do something if I'm going to do it. Like, this is the time to do it.
Well, and also, what's important?
Right.
Right? You know, I mean, we got to make money, but
right.
Am I going to be better at doing something I don't love, or am I going to be better at doing something I do love? And I think when people especially take that leap, you know, I love people that have some skin in the game.
Well, I think, for me, it's, I always look up, like, later on in life, am I going to be pissed that I didn't put forth the effort?
Oh, my God, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Am I going to say, I probably could have done it if I just tried a little bit more?
Right.
And I don't want to leave any on that.
You don't want your whole life to be basically, I never learned lead guitar.
Right. Right.
You push through it and you learn it.
Right.
Yeah. Like I said, I love people with skin in the game. People that have their livelihood is on the line,
right?
And they show up and they perform and push through that fear.
Just do it, man. Like,
I love
just
it.
I feel like I feel like, you know, a lot of people are doing that. I think a lot of people are over this pandemic. I think you see a lot of people, you know, not taking jobs they used to take because they're doing something for themselves.
Well, and I think we put so much on this weird retirement. Like, oh, when I retire, that's when I'll. You know,
hey, you're looking,
like,
at my retirement right here,
dude.
Man.
I retired.
I could do this. I could play guitar till whatever.
Yeah. Well, but it's like, you know, we put all this on the end, and then when the end shows up, it's not always as golden as we thought.
Right. It's nothing's guaranteed, man.
I see it all the time. Folks that have finally retired, especially we have a lot that are moving to the area, and they're like, "What do I do with my life?" Right.
Right.
So I love it.
Right. Absolutely.
You want to do another one?
Yeah, sure.
I'm not picking. People say, can I make a request? And they say, what do you want to hear? And I say, your favorite song.
I'll do this one. Goes over well, Charles.
got a mask on, and I got a ticket anyway. Maybe we can make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Start from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we can make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a mask off, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Working at a convenience store. Man, it's six, a little bit of money. Don't have no drive real far. Cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and find and know what it means to be living. My old man's got problems. Living with a bottle, that's the way it is. His body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. Mama went off and left him. Wanted more to life than he could get. Somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school, that's what I did. Got a fast car, so fast enough that we can fly away. You gotta make a decision, leave or not, we could die this way. And I remember when you were driving in your car, squeeze your face with power straw. Till I stayed out before, so y'all felt nice wrapped around my shoulders. Feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got fast car. We go drive and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Working at the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We can move out of the shelter. Find a bigger house and in the suburbs. And I remember we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, feel kind of strong. City lights laid out for us. Don't feel nice wrapped around my shoulder. Be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Still late night at the bars. See your friends more, you do your kids. I was hoping for better. You and I together, we would find it. I ain't got plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take a fast car and keep on driving. And I remember when you were driving in your car. Speed so fast, feel power strong. City lights laid out for us. Y'all felt nice, wrapped around my shoulders. I had a feeling that I belong. I could be someone. You got a fast car, so fast enough that we could fly away. Gotta make a decision, leave or not, or we could die this way.
Nice. Good job, brother. Dude, I love, you know, it's funny what I, you know, I'm not a, it's a great song, right? Not like if it came up on my radio, I'm not sure I would stick with it. You know, I've heard it's been around, but what I love is when I hear, yeah, is that when it was out? 87?
Yeah.
Wow. But when you hear, when I hear people play it, and I love your voice.
Well, thank you.
And I love the fact that, you know, it's not this, you know, this, I don't want to sound like it's not perfect, but it's not a perfect voice. It's a perfect voice for performing. It's like, I love it. It's just free. And it's got that, I mean, every word you say, it sounds like there's history behind it. I love it.
Oh, well, thank you. Wow, that's deep, man.
That was heavy. But I mean, that's what, you know, you songs come out and then you have artists that come out and perform it. And you're like, well, I'm not a big fan of the song. And then you hear somebody else do it and you're like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah, it can give perspective.
Sometimes you're like reigniting a burned out flame that maybe someone had with the song.
Right. Well, it's
a lot of responsibility, Whiskey.
I was, I think I was reading an article about David Bowie, and people were coming up to him saying it was so cool that he was covering a Nirvana song because he was playing Man Who Sold the World, and he was so pissed off.
Because didn't David Bowie originally do the song?
Yeah, he wrote the song, and they're like, oh, that's so cool, man, you're covering a Nirvana song. And he's like, what the fuck?
Well, that is bad. I mean, it's bad when you get eclipsed by your own song.
But you see it like a song can go generations and change, and people don't realize that, hey, man, that song's been around for...
We do that all the time with movies. That's, I think, why we die, so we can put out the old stuff again.
Like Spider-Man. I refuse.
So what's a goal for Whiskey? I mean, you want, I mean, big tour? I mean, what makes Whiskey happy?
Man, I would love to travel and play music. But, you know, I'm just happy playing music and making the rent, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom Petty said, if you can pay the bills, then you made it.
That's right. And that's a good point.
That's true, man. I'm happy doing what I do. I feel like this is a great area to play music. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like right by the ocean. Who
can't argue? Well, I had, so I don't know if you know Leo DeSanto, but he was, I met him down at Chesapeake in Maine. I'm the guy that if there's somebody performing, I'm going to probably come up and chat with you because I just love, you know, I love it. I love music. I love, you know, whole thing. And, you know, but he's like, he's got a van and he does a little tour, you know, it's sort of East Coasty, right?
Right.
Not too far in, but he's like, listen, I'll come to your podcast if you got a place I can park my van. And so he slept in my backyard.
Nice.
The van pulled up.
There it
the
is.
Kids are like, there's a guy in a van in our backyard. I'm like, absolutely, man. He's he's touring.
This is what he does, man.
Yeah, but I love that, you know, and I always seem to mention this on every podcast, but I love like those old, you know, those old pictures like Eddie Van Halen and David Lee Roth sitting on a couch in someone's living room. And you're like, would have loved to have been there.
Right.
Right. And so it's fun when
I wouldn't remember the second of it.
Yeah. But it's fun when I get to remember, like, I remember when this guy slept in our backyard one day, you know, just to be on a podcast. Right. So,
that's a cool thing, man.
So it's how far will you go to perform? I mean, I don't mean like distance, like radius of area.
Oh, man, it depends.
Depends like on the gig.
Right. If I'm available, I'm not going to travel a whole lot for nothing.
Well, I mean, of course. But I mean, you know, if it's
worth my time, yeah, definitely.
But you kind of like staying in the Delaware area.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot going on right now. I mean, there's so much to play. There's so many venues.
Right.
You don't really have to go too far. Now, it is smart to kind of, you know, draw out.
Sure.
Expand a little bit. But at the same time, everybody's coming here.
Yeah.
So I'm reaching all those areas by just staying put.
Do you ever get to, like, is Ocean City too far? Have you performed in Ocean City?
Oh, I'm playing there this summer. I'm at the Jungle Bar.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, between really, like, Dover and Ocean City, this whole boomerang of an area, there's a lot of places.
Yeah.
What's the winter like?
Winter's, I'm starting booking right now.
Okay.
I've got dates up until the end of the year. But there's a couple places around I play, like, once a month. That helps out a lot.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So does, I mean, this used to be a kind of when winter came, it was pretty much done.
Oh, yeah. It's not like that anymore.
It's not like that anymore. It's been,
I think, when I first got down here, I first came down here about 10 years ago.
Mm.
And even within 10 years, I mean, it's night and day.
Yeah.
For how many people, the traffic alone, I mean.
Do you see restaurants providing more?
Entertainment?
No. But yes. But, what you know, I can remember back in the day going to arenas, like, you know, and my buddy Ron Thompson playing in Scrapple.
Uh-huh.
And they used to play, and it would be this, like, yeah, you can play. There's an outlet there. I mean, they would shove all this stuff into this little corner. It was almost like, yeah, you get to play, but don't expect, like, great accommodations. But I'm seeing, like, the Ale House, they have a stage now. Lefty's has kind of an area for people to perform. We're starting to see a lot of these restaurants realize, listen, maybe we should provide a better space.
There's something to that. I mean, I wish more people would. I think it makes sense. I feel like not enough people pay attention to when they're designing a restaurant.
Right.
Like, they don't put the thought, like, are we going to have live entertainment? Because that's a huge thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to have live entertainment, then probably should have a good space for it.
Right.
And make it, like, convenient for everybody to be able to see and not right on top of everybody.
I feel like we're seeing a little bit of that, though.
There is.
Yeah.
I mean, there is. But, I mean, there's also a lot of old venues right here. Right. So it's always been like that. Right. So you're going to get stuck playing in a corner.
Well, when I met Leo, he was playing in a hallway next to where they put the dirty dishes.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I played in all kinds of things.
Yeah.
So, like, me and my wife played in so it's all on the spot. Like, we were kind of stacked, like, like in front of each other.
Right.
Like, going down a hallway. Coming.
It wasn't a duo. It was a row.
Right, right.
It was a row of people.
We were coming in attack formation.
Attack formation.
Let's talk.
Well, it is, I think, it, you know, and like you said, we have seen, even in the last 10 years, I moved here in 94.
Right.
I mean, in 94, when winter hit, it was done.
Right.
I remember I got thrown out of the country squire by about 10 town cops. I'm like... Right. Is it that slow right now, guys?
Right. Well, it also used to, like, I mean, everybody just stopped working.
Yeah.
Around, like, set Labor Day. It was like, all right, I'm done working.
Well, and there used to be this thing. You could take seasonal time off.
Right.
Unemployment.
Like, right. No, you can't do that anymore.
You can't do that anymore.
Like, there's too many places to work.
Too many seasons now.
Well, I think there are some places that close down for the season. But, I mean, it's hard to stay. I think a lot of these places would. But it's also hard to find people who are going to be here all year.
Yeah.
A lot of places, people have houses down here and houses other places.
That's right. Yeah. Well, and we got a lot of people that live here year-round now.
There's that down.
Used to start, like, at the beach, the boardwalk, and then probably, like, Dolly's. They definitely closed for the winter.
Right.
And as it proceeded west, you know, maybe, like, you know, you get halfway down the boardwalk, maybe you got five guys, they go for the whole year. But still, Louis is flirting with, like...
All year. Like, weekend.
Yeah.
Downtown's, like, a little... tough, because it's hard to get. I mean, it's like, do you want to go downtown or stay on the highway?
Well, we went down to the beach this weekend and somehow got a parking spot.
Cool.
God shined a little light on us.
On Memorial Day weekend.
Wow. But what I realized, and then I thought was funny, is that once you cross that drawbridge, it's a level playing field. There's no locals. There's no, I've been here 50 years.
People throw that out, though. I'm a local.
Right. Well, that but once you cross that drawbridge, it's a no-local zone.
Right.
Nobody cares how local you are. It's like, fend for yourself.
Oh, that sounds cool to be now.
Yeah, it's...
And especially because there's limited beach space now.
Oh, there's... Yeah, well, that's a whole other thing.
That's going to be an issue.
They'll fix it. That's happened before.
Look, early happy hour. That's what I'm talking about.
Earlier happy hour.
Look, I'm going to aim for a 3 o'clock Whiskey Graves happy hour somewhere.
Dude, down across that drawbridge, they might be open to it.
Get off the beach. Come on in.
Dude, I remember when I first moved to Delaware, I remember 4th of July weekend going to the Starboard and drinking, I don't know what.
Right.
Bloody Marys, I'm assuming.
All right.
Hammered.
Oh, yeah.
I crawled out of Starboard. There used to be a payphone there. I crawled to the payphone.
What's that?
Yeah. Called my brother. He pulled up to the curb. I poured myself into his car.
Yeah, yeah.
Went home, went to bed, got up, and then went for the second round.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because it was like 3 o'clock.
It was like 3 o'clock. Woke up at 3.
Yeah. So I got to go again.
Got to go again. So maybe you could find that 3-hour happy, 3 o'clock happy hour.
Well, that high tide comes in now. Look, that high tide comes in. There's no beach.
No beach.
So everybody's got to get off.
Hey, come and see Whiskey.
There you go.
I love it. What do we got? You got some? Can we do another?
I can do one more for you.
Yeah, just do one more, and then we'll wrap it up, figure out how we can follow you on your social sites. And
yeah, I'll do this one for you.
Let's do it.
I'm a song throw from the mill. Go out to the river. Working days old. We'll swim our cares away. Dip your toes down in the water. Smile across your face. And tell me that you love me. Lovely Lady May. Thank you. Well, I ain't the sharpest chisel. Your hand is heavy held. Well, darling, I can love you well. So the room calls on high. I've seen my share of trouble. And I've held my wedding shame. Been baptized in your name. Lovely Lady May. Lord, the wind can leave you shivering as it waltzes through the leaves. Come rushing through my timber as your love brought on the stream. And the mountains are blushing because they don't know what to say. Sip a good long line of praises for my lovely Lady May. Toughest hickory, your axe has ever fell. Hickory just as well, hickory all the same. Come crashing through your forest, so cut my roots away. I fell a good long way for my lovely Lady May.
Tyler Children.
It's awesome, dude. I love dude, he's great.
He's real good.
Dude, he's heavy.
He's playing the
let me turn that off.
State Fair, isn't he?
I don't know.
I think that's what somebody told me that.
He's got some dark stories.
Oh, well, bet.
Yeah, he's he's awesome. So are you on Instagram or how can we follow you? How can we learn?
I'm at Whiskey Graves on Facebook.
Whiskey Graves.
And whiskeygraves.com.
Whiskeygraves.com.
There you go.
What about Instagram?
I'm not on Instagram.
Oh boy, what's going
Look,
on?
Look, man, I'm not.
Push through them. Push through them scales.
I gotta get on the gram.
Well, no, I don't listen. You don't have to do anything.
I'll try to get on the gram.
I'm just like you. I prefer not to do any. Oh, but it's almost like if I don't post this on Instagram, I don't feel like I'm doing the people that come on the podcast any justice. So it's kind of a, you know, game.
Well, I feel like
double-edged
sword. A lot of people are on Facebook. I always put my stuff on Facebook.
No, I love Facebook. I think Facebook does a great job. So we're on Facebook as well. I want to be able to, when we share this, I want to be able to get it out to as many people.
I hear you.
So, you know, I have to ask.
I appreciate
it. I must ask about Instagram, bro.
WhiskeyGraves.com. Hey, look, you can go in there and buy a t-shirt.
Hey-o.
Hey.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a t-shirt for you. You don't even have to buy it.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
Give it to you. That's your pay.
Oh, wow.
Listen, I wish I had money. I love
appreciate
it.
I wish I had money, too.
So the season's getting ready to start. Are you excited?
Kicking off, man. Going full force here. Got three in a row. About 2 days coming up.
Yeah.
So just getting ready, man.
Yeah.
Getting ready. It's going to be a long one.
Have you ever performed at... down at like the peninsula or any of these other like kind of where they have
like the country club things?
Well, I guess
I played Mulligan's Point.
Okay.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Oh, good. Real good. Nice. I was there on St. Patty's Day.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be back there again soon. We're just working on booking.
Well, one of the cool things is and you know, Shellville, remember the where they had the Christmas event?
Yeah.
You know, they're doing, I think it's the first Friday of every month, they're bringing performers in. Oh,
that's
shit.
So sorry.
That's all right. It's rock and roll, man. But they're bringing on the first Friday, first Thursday or first Friday. Check that. But they're bringing artists in, and they've got a stage.
To where?
So you did you ever, are you familiar with Shellville?
Yeah, yeah. During the wintertime?
Yeah. So they're trying, so they did as Easterville, and now they're doing, I don't know the title. It's just like a summer jam. They want to utilize that space. I mean, you know, those guys built that.
Wow.
I mean, literally all the pavers. I mean, they did an amazing job.
Yeah.
And Alyssa Titus, who is kind of running the operation, she's like, she's bringing an artist and you know, they're really trying to utilize that throughout the year.
Cool. Yeah, I'll have to get on that.
Yeah, so check that out if you get a chance.
Definitely will, man. That sounds cool.
I can pass that information on to you. Listen, brother, I appreciate it. Follow you at Whiskey Graves on Facebook and WhiskeyGraves.com. Buy a t-shirt and learn where you're playing.
Absolutely.
All right, brother. Well, will you come back sometime?
Absolutely, man. I appreciate it. It's fun.
Dude, I love it. Thank you so much. And Are any more lefty spots?
I'm there once a month.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Regularly?
Yeah. I'm usually there on a... I'll be there, I think, a Friday every time now.
Okay.
It's 5-8, yeah.
All right. Well, go check him out there, because I love... And lefties, bring back your zucchini fries, please. All right. All right, brother. Well, listen, have a great day.
Thank you.
Peace.
Peace.